You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin officially gets a new Supreme Court justice tomorrow. Susan Crawford will be sworn in as Justice Ann Walsh Bradley's term ends. Crawford won against Brad Schimmel in the most expensive state Supreme Court race in American history. It was seen by many analysts as a referendum on the early actions of President Donald Trump's new administration and Elon Musk, who poured millions into the race for Schimmel. The court will still have a 4-3 liberal majority after she's sworn in. Former Dane County Judge Jill Karofsky is now the Chief Justice on the state's high court. Crawford's swearing in is tomorrow at 4:30. Next year, conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley is up for re-election. Democrat Chris Taylor has already announced she's running to unseat Bradley. Madison has now sent mental health professionals instead of law enforcement to more than 10,000 calls. The CARES program launched in 2021. When someone calls 911 for an emergency that's nonviolent and often related to mental illness, before police, firefighters, and paramedics would be the first responders. Now, a CARES team goes to the scene. That includes one community paramedic from the Madison Fire Department and a mental health crisis worker from Journey Mental Health. The goal is to keep people out of the criminal justice system when what they really need is mental health care. There are three CARES teams on weekdays and one on weekends. They expanded to Sun Prairie earlier this year, too. They hit that 10,000th call last week. Senator Tammy Baldwin has introduced a bill we've seen before aimed at making sure oat milk, almond milk, and soy milk cannot call themselves milk on the label. The Dairy Pride Act would require the FDA enforce the law so companies could not call their products milk, yogurt, or cheese unless they come from animals. Baldwin has introduced this bill before. She says this time it has more bipartisan support. If passed and signed into law, producers would have 90 days to rename and relabel their products. Meanwhile, medium-sized farms across Wisconsin could benefit from a proposed program being circulated around the state legislature. Joanne Krulatz reports.
A proposed bill in the Wisconsin State Assembly seeks to bolster mid-sized farms in the state through a no-interest loan program. The legislation would establish a dairy cattle innovation program through the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Dairy farms with between 50 and 714 cows would have access to the no-interest loans under the bill. Recipients could use that funding for things like investing in technology to increase production, improving animal care and milk quality, and reducing the environmental impacts of dairy operations.
And the Wisconsin State Fair opens today in West Allis. Judges have crowned this year's Sporkies, too. So the best new food at the fair this year is ube butter banana French toast lumpia. It's made by Lumpia City. It's got caramelized bananas, French toast, and purple ube butter. They deep fry it and add powdered sugar. If that's got your mouth watering, the state fair runs through August 10th. And if you wanted to go to concerts on the square this year and you just never made it happen, you have one more chance. Last night was supposed to be the final concert of the season. It was postponed because of the rain, so now it's tonight instead. The details are the same. It starts at 7, and you can start leaving blankets on the grass starting at 3. Tonight's program includes Shostakovich and Beethoven. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers prepare for family night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers holding practice in pads on Saturday. They're expecting a sellout for family night at Lambeau Field. Second-year running back Marshawn Lloyd is out with a groin injury. Baseball, the Brewers traveling to D.C. today. They'll face the Washington Nationals tomorrow night. The Crew losing to the Cubs 10-3 yesterday. They won the series 2-1, but fell short of a sweep. Pitcher Freddie Peralta.
I'm happy because we won the series, but, you know, my goal for today was just trying to give my best to sweep them, but, you know.
Peralta giving up 5 earned runs in just 4 innings, his worst start of the season. His first pitch of the game, a home run.
Freddie always gives you a chance. He did some good things. You know, he'd like to have that one pitch back. I don't mind that the kid hit the first pitch out of the park, but we got deeper into it, you know, walking people. That's not part of his gig. That's not the best Freddie when he walks people.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. As fun as superhero and big franchise films can be, it's refreshing when some critically acclaimed films hit the big screen, especially a comedy. The Naked Gun is the much-anticipated remake of the native Wisconsin Zucker Brothers classic. The film stars Liam Neeson and Pamela Anderson. Without having seen the movie, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that it appears for once that Liam Neeson will not kill a bunch of people who mess with his family. But if he does continue the tradition, it should be hilarious. The comedy is pulling an incredibly impressive 92% on Rotten Tomatoes. To clarify, yes, a comedy is actually playing on the big screen this weekend, and critics love it. Savor this moment, people. The Bad Guys 2 follows your favorite felons as they try to reform themselves, but wouldn't you know it, and darn the luck, they get pulled into another caper, but this time by bad girls. I should mention this is a family film. Have a great weekend, everybody. See you at the movies. If you're an actor and only interested in kissing your wife on screen, well, it would help if she's an actress, and a good one. Otherwise, you might miss out on some jobs. Sex and the City and Yellowstone actor Neil McDonough refuses to kiss any woman who is not his wife, even for big bucks. He says sticking to his principles has cost him work and that show business turned on him for a while. The Suits actor says he was fired from a shoot for refusing to do an intimate scene, and after that, he felt like less of a man in terms of who he was, his livelihood, and says he lost his acting swagger. He also says he started to drink. He did, however, eventually make a comeback despite his contractual stipulations. Producer Graham Yost did Neil a solid and cast him in Justified. McDonough told the Nothing Left Unsaid podcast that his wife doesn't even have an issue with him not doing those type of scenes. It's just that he doesn't want to kiss other women. There is something so sweet and yet so strange about that. Although it will most likely be the box office champ again this weekend, Marvel is hoping the Fantastic Four First Steps becomes an actual hit. Sounds funny to say that, even though it made $117 million domestically, but to truly become a summer blockbuster, it will need to have legs. The studio is hoping for a take of $45 to $52 million in its second week. Its challengers are Naked Gun and The Bad Guys 2. The prognosticators say despite good box office expectations for both films, they won't come close to dethroning Fantastic Four. If you're a theater owner or work for the Hollywood studios, it's pretty much good news all the way around when it comes to the 2025 summer box office earnings. According to Deadline, year-to-date numbers are up 13% over the same period last year. Summer 2025 is almost $3 billion ahead of summer 2024, thanks to four of this summer's releases having a $100 million plus opening weekend. Keep up the good work, movie fans. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 70s here this afternoon, although we may have a little of that hazy smoke from Canadian wildfires today. Tonight we'll drop into the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.